has inherited covers. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's shoes one with myself.
Should the Buddha, should the Dharma, should the Sangha. This morning we celebrate the Buddha's parinirvana, the time of the Buddha's death. And you all remember that at the beginning of the ceremony, a celebrant goes around and snuffs all the candles, except candle burning on the altar of the founder's shrine. And of course this signifies the fact that the Buddha, who had appeared in the form of a human being at the time of death and thereafter, was no longer evident in that form. No longer evident as a living human being. So all the light went out, except that inextinguishable light, which is really within our own hearts. That inextinguishable capacity to look up, that inextinguishable capacity to recognize Buddha in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. And of course, this is something we all experience through our lives. We all go through periods when the lights all go out, and in which we have to pay attention, close attention, meditative attention, in order to discern that light that does not ever go out. Because these times of spiritual darkness are also so painful, these are precisely the times when people so often abandon the practice of meditation. And if we do that, then we're in the pickle, because at a time when we so desperately need to hold on to that inextinguishable light within our own heart, we tend to do exactly that which makes it seem more distant. So it's not only important to keep up the practice of meditation in the darkest times as well as the brightest times, and everything in between for that matter, but also to learn to focus inwards. And actually make use of that darkness and of all the pain and difficulty that lie within it at the very time of its arising. The words that always come up to me at such times, come up for me at such times, or the teaching that, the words of the teaching that Rinpoche Master gave me in the fall of 1976. Just don't worry about external things. And this is really the same teaching as that which she herself found and made such great use of in the spring of 1976 as she went into that retreat in her great Kensho. Nothing matters. Mindfulness is all. Just to be willing to let go of all that is extraneous and unnecessary. Just be willing to stop the pacing and the fretting and trust that the Eternal will take care of that for which we feel responsible and help us to do the things that we really need to do. And of course, this trusting is really an entrusting. Entrusting all our care and our worry into the hands of the Eternal. Getting out of the driver's seat, in other words. And then to focus within. And just sit still within that darkness. At such times, I've always been given something that helps me do that. Sometimes it's literally just giving my attention to my breathing. Sometimes it's my attention drawn to the beat of my heart. I'm always given something to help me focus inwards, be still. And as it were, open the hands to the Eternal. Open my hands to the Eternal as we do in a full bow. And let the Eternal get a word in edgeways. Therefore, these times when all the lights seem to go out are incredibly precious and spiritually incredibly useful times. If we will but do that, which allows the Eternal to help us, that darkness is in part the darkness of ignorance. But it does not have to be a darkness of ignoring. It does not have to be a darkness in which we willfully ignore the Eternal. It is just a time when, due to causes and conditions, in other words, due to the normal functioning of the law of karma, some weighty karma has come due. And that weighty karma is putting a great load on our mind and heart. As one goes on in training, that darkness, which is in its essential nature, the darkness of ignorance, is seen to be also the darkness of unknowing. And unknowing is ignorance without the ignoring. Ignoring is a willful act. willfully to ignore, unknowing is simply not knowing. Obscurity, experience, and intellect. And in its very essence, that unknowing, which again is not fundamentally different from the obscurity and darkness of just pure ignorance, again without the willful ignoring, in its spiritual essence, that unknowing is indeed a blessed state to be in. To know nothing whatsoever. To have the brain throw its hands up, as it were. Say, I don't get it. There's something here I can't get. Please help. And then to sit within that mental obscurity and not to fight it. Within it, simply to look up and trust as one has never trusted before. Then indeed, the Eternal can get a word in edgeways. And when someone truly does what I am describing, does it thoroughly, then indeed, the Eternal does get a word in edgeways.
To all the Buddhists in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas.